With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A police update is expected soon. There was a shooting this morning at Perry High School in Iowa. The shooter died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. At least two people taken to the hospital in undetermined condition. No motive is known. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says North Korea is boosting its military relationship with Russia.
Our information indicates that the Democratic People's Republic of Korea recently provided Russia with ballistic missile launchers and several ballistic missiles. On the 30th of December, 2023, Russian forces launched at least one of these North Korean ballistic missiles into Ukraine.
U.S. intelligence officials also say Russia is seeking close-range ballistic missiles from Iran as Moscow struggles to replenish arms for its war with Ukraine. Also at SRNNews.com, Donald Trump wants the special counsel in the election interference case held in contempt. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
Lawyers for the former president say federal prosecutors took steps to advance the case in violation of a judge's order last month that temporarily put the case on hold. Trump's legal team described it as outrageous conduct and told a U.S. district judge that she should consider holding special counsel Jack Smith and two of his prosecutors in contempt. Last month, prosecutors said they would continue to file documents to meet deadlines, even though the case is on hold pending an appeal. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The East Coast expected to be hit this weekend with a mix of snow and freezing rain. A Pacific system has been moving through western and southern states and will be moving up the East Coast. The Dow ahead 90 points now. The NASDAQ losing 41 points. This is SRN News. The Methodist Church in the United Kingdom delivers an unusual pronouncement.
Denominational leaders have kicked off the new year by banning the words husband and wife, branding them offensive. The UMC UK's new inclusive church language guide has a laundry list of common English words that church leaders say will upset people and should not be used. They conclude by urging parishioners to visit the website of the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation to find out more forbidden words. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit has been filed against the School of the Art Institute of Chicago, alleging that it engages in pervasive and severe anti-Semitic harassment and discrimination. A professor at that school is also accused of making anti-Semitic social media posts. Anti-Semitism has flared up on U.S. college campuses. This is SRN News. A father and son have been arrested in the deaths of a young Texas couple about to have a baby.
The arrests of 19-year-old Christopher Preciado and his 53-year-old father Ramon come more than a week after the bodies of a pregnant 18-year-old Savannah Soto and her 22-year-old boyfriend Matthew Guerra were found shot in a vehicle. San Antonio Police Sergeant Washington Moscoso says Christopher is accused of killing the couple and his father is accused of helping him move the bodies.
It appears to be a narcotic-related deal that went bad.
Police say they were able to track down the father and son using information on Savannah Soto's cell phone. I'm Donna Warder.
Minnesota getting a new state flag next spring that echoes its motto of being the North Star State. That new design includes a dark blue shape of Minnesota with a North Star on it. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.